A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. A low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 207. A lot of the time, we will analyze our actions so hard, but we'll forget to address the core, underlying need that caused us to act that way to begin with. Often we'll dig into the shame and the guilt we feel after making a mistake. If we say something we didn't mean or act in a way that feels out of character, we will dwell and punish ourselves for not acting in alignment with our highest version of ourselves. And many of us will toss and turn all night, replaying the painful moments over and over again, when what we should be doing is much less shame-filled. If you find yourself ruminating or in one of these self-blame cycles, try this instead. You should first practice self-forgiveness for your slip-up. Acknowledge the strength and importance in just being able to admit that you're wrong. Some people, a lot of people, refuse to feel guilty about their actions. And I feel like we can all agree that that's worse. Because once you've been empathetic and compassionate to yourself for making an honest mistake, then and only then can you get to the root of the mistake. You can ask yourself things like, why did this happen when it did? Could it have been avoided if I ran into the same setup in the future? How so? What was my original belief that put me in the situation to make that mistake in the first place? We all have certain needs, and if they're not being met, we might behave in ways that communicate our desperation for the needs that aren't being met, and we might not even realize we're doing it. So we have to realize we're doing it first. Be brave and ask yourself the tough questions. Do you really need to dig and uproot some problematic or stifling values that you may be harboring at your core? Or were you projecting from a past experience or situation? Don't judge yourself too harshly for any answer that comes up here. Instead, just get to the core. Be your own therapist for a moment and really ask yourself, did you get snippy with your coworker because she called you babe, which is what your ex that you hate used to call you? Or did you get snippy with her because you have a problem respecting women in power? Or did you get snippy with her because you were hungry and you needed a Snickers? Usually, it takes a few attempts at valuable reflection to really get to the bottom of why we behave the way we do, especially if it's from an inherently problematic source in our subconscious. But if we grew up in a modern-day society similar to America's in any capacity, then we all admittedly have some problematic capitalist, misogynist, white supremacist, ableist misconceptions that we must actively work to uproot.
So don't be hard on yourself if you found out your behavior was rooted in something inherently terrible. Because every single one of us has to deal with some of these societally programmed demons at some point in our life. Instead, focus on the deep dive into the belief and the ways that you can address it in the future when it inevitably comes up again. Upheaval requires us to look not only at our outward expression through our behaviors and our thoughts, but also internally, in ways we may not have even suspected were within us. And it's not easy to admit you have problematic beliefs lying dormant inside you or trauma holding you back, but the sooner that you can address this stuff, the sooner you can free yourself of it. As with anything, it's much easier with support, so if you haven't already, please seek out a therapist to help you with this stuff if you need it. But it is not your fault for having toxic beliefs or even making mistakes under their hold, but it is absolutely your responsibility to take accountability and fix those beliefs before anyone gets hurt by the aftermath of them. I'm proud of you for doing this work already. I know a lot of you have. And if you haven't, you might be surprised at how many fewer mistakes you actually make once you uproot the cause of them. Have a great day, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.